This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I look at it a little bit different. I think I see benefits in them aligned as people, really. You know, because as a, you know, from a contract standpoint, you know, I was kind of raised by during my legal career that someone said if you have to go back and look at a contract the day after you sign it, you probably have the wrong relationship. It comes down to a relationship. So the contract part is the easy part. I'm just glad that they are two type A alpha strong men who have strong opinions, but are collaborative and work well together. And I'm looking forward, one, to see it pay dividends in the draft, but then to see it pay dividends in the season.
That is Bears President Kevin Warren. The Bears president has given out some money recently, not only to head football coach Ben Johnson, but also to Ryan Poles. We'll explain that in just a minute. Judson Richards and Lou Canales with you for about another 25 minutes until we hand it over to Zach Zaidman. We'll get you set for the pregame show. The Cubs and the Yankees coming up for a three-game series until the All-Star break. Lou, it's been a blast.
It's been great. Did you tell me Nico Hoerner? Leading off tonight, huh?
Nico Hoerner, that's right. If there's ever a show that should celebrate this opportunity for Nico, it's this one with Spiegel Holmes, who speak to him weekly.
Yeah.
It's not that Ian Happ got moved down. Ian Happ just is actually, he's not in the lineup. So say Suzuki is playing left field. You got Justin Turner hitting DH. And Nico Hoerner, who's earned that opportunity, certainly with the runners in scoring position, how well he's hit. Puts the ball in play. He's going to do a great job up there. So the Yankees and the Cubs coming your way. Let's do this, Lou, before we get back into the Bears. Keep listening to our show. In fact, we're going to do it right now. Coming up, Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview, Wednesday, July 23rd. That will feature special guest first baseman Michael Bush, hosted by Matt Spiegel. Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670 if you would like to win those tickets. 312-540-0670. We will take caller number 6. So, Lou, you and I walked into some news today, and I don't know if it was because Kevin Warren said, what did he say, a year is a lifetime. Back as they were somewhat making their way through, not only looking for a head coach, but the media on the beat of the Bears was trying to get a better understanding about what is the situation of Ryan Poles' contract.
And so, year's lifetime.
That one, yeah. So maybe it was like, so does he have a lifetime on his remaining on his contract, meaning 1 year? No, we learned today that Ryan Poles had 2 years remaining on his contract, but that was not enough. The Bears have given him a 3-year contract extension. So a 5-year deal. Ryan Poles is now tied to Ben Johnson all the way up through 2029. That news came down just this afternoon.
And the big question was, you look at the overall record of the Bears since Ryan Poles took over back in 2022. 15-36, 3-15 inside the NFC North, 4-21 on the road, 4-20 against teams that were playoff teams. That does not scream, hey, thank you very much, you deserve 3 more years. until you really sit down and think about what he was up against when he took over this franchise, inherited a roster filled with dead cap money, ripped down the roster to the studs, and rebuilt the Bears roster. Pulled off one of the greatest steals of all time in any sport, which was the trade of the first round pick to Charlotte, or to Carolina, excuse me. And then he went through a rough year last year. And I know that the fans out there think about, what have you done for me lately?
Sure.
And last year's team that finished 5-12 and lost 10 in a row again, with Matt Eberflus given another season to turn it around, who then brought in Shane Waldron, who was a failure and fired in the middle of the season. And for the first time in the history of the organization, they fire their head coach mid-season, or not mid-season, but in the season. Then one is to ask, well, is this guy due? Is he, should he be given that new contract extension? And we talked about it at the top of the show. And when you know Kevin Warren is a relationship man. He wants to feel comfortable with the people he has hired that he can build this organization with. Him feel comfortable. Did he feel good with Ryan Poles and the job that Poles did to convince the number one coaching candidate out there to take over a Bears team that had had such a horrible three seasons under his leadership? And for Ben Johnson to say, yes, I'm taking the Bears job, he could have gotten the same money anywhere else. He could have gotten the same money, probably more, in Vegas with Tom Brady and the Davis family. And instead, he picked the Bears and said that he had been waiting for this job. And while he was waiting for this job, the same man was the general manager. That's Ryan Poles. So he believes in Poles. He believes that the two of them make a great team to rebuild this roster.
And maybe even more importantly, from where I'm sitting, is Ben Johnson believes in Caleb Williams, and Ryan Poles, one of the things he's done is he landed on Caleb Williams. Now, Caleb has to prove it, but even if you're not necessarily sold on Caleb Williams, I think we all can acknowledge what just an awful situation he was put in by Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, and even down the line of Luke Getsy. Really, well, that was back to Justin Fields. But you know what I mean, right? If Ben Johnson wanted to come to Chicago over anywhere else, because I'm with you, he could have had his pick of the litter. I think he may have been able to call some organizations. They may have fired the coach that they had in place. I think some teams would like Ben Johnson that much. But I think it had a lot to do with Ryan Poles landing Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson feeling like, I can win with the guy and they're going to give me the money that I want.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but I'm here to tell you that he's not tied to Caleb Williams. Listen, we all want Caleb Williams to succeed. We are hoping in this town that we finally have found ourselves a generational quarterback in Caleb Williams that will win with the Chicago Bears for the next 10, 15 years and take this team to multiple Super Bowls. But Ben Johnson wasn't here when the franchise drafted Caleb Williams. And if Caleb Williams doesn't grasp what Ben Johnson is trying to teach and preach, they'll go to Tyson Bagent or Case Keenum, because Ben Johnson knows he needs to deliver wins. He's not going to be given 2 years to turn this thing around. There's got to be improvement next year with the money they spent in free agency, with the trades they made to rebuild that offensive line. It has to happen this coming season, starting next week when the rookies report.
One of the reasons why I feel strongly about Caleb Williams or Ben Johnson choosing Caleb is because of how patient Ben Johnson has been as going and choosing a job. Ben Johnson has not been a popular candidate for 6 months. He's been a popular candidate to become a head coach around the NFL for a couple of years now. So I think that he has been patient to give himself this first and potentially best opportunity to be a head coach, right? To relocate his family. He was someone that you can tell he isn't necessarily motivated by money, or else he would have taken millions sooner. And I think that he's a very, very thoughtful human. He's an intense human, which we've learned as well. But I think his thoughtfulness tells us that it's not just about the salary. It's putting himself in a great situation to win. I think he really did want to be a part of the Bears organization, right? Who's someone who I'm sure knows the NFL going back, well, decades. He loves the city, right? He goes to Wrigley every summer. But I think that the quarterback in place has a big part of him saying, it's time for me to now go be a head coach.
But see, you can see what that quarterback has in regards to intangibles, what kind of, you know, talent he has. But until you directly work with Caleb Williams, you don't know if Caleb Williams will embrace what you're trying to teach.
Sure.
So we're going to find out if it's the right marriage. What we have found out is that it's the right fit between he and Ryan Poles, or Kevin Warren wouldn't give him Poles the extension.
Yeah, he is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards with you in for Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday. Hope everyone's had a great day heading towards a great weekend. The Cubs and the Yankees coming your way at 5:30. The pregame show will begin. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer will have a call for you beginning at 6:10. That one is in New York. How about this packaging, Lou? I thought, you know, because the Adam Schefter tweet who broke this news, where Red Bears and general manager Ryan Poles have reached agreement on a contract extension that ties him to Chicago for the next 5 years. Then he quoted his tweet and offered a bit more opinion, or at least it just sounded like there was, I wouldn't call it propaganda, but I'll read it to you. Schefter said, since being hired in 2022, Ryan Poles has overseen a full-scale rebuild in Chicago, highlighted by the blockbuster trade of the number one pick in 2023 to Carolina, which helped position the Bears to land Caleb Williams the following year. Poles also hired Ben Johnson this offseason, signaling a new era of Bears football built around its franchise quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you think that Adam Schefter's busy thumbs wrote that from his own brain? Or was that something that was passed along to him for messaging?
Well, you know how general managers and reporters like Schefter, so they can continue to get the story.
Yeah, even
before
agents
anyone
too.
Else.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there was something else involved there. But listen, you can't dispute what Ryan Poles, and earlier we touched on, he hasn't hit on every single move he's made. I mean, we know that the Nate Davis signing was just an absolute atrocious.
Yeah. And people in the building gave him a heads up on who that
man
was, right?
And they told him to stay home after it got so bad. Please stay home.
He shouldn't have been there as long as he was.
Velus Jones, swing and miss.
The first offensive player Ryan Poles took in the 2022 draft.
Roquan Smith, letting Roquan go, and in my opinion, letting ego get in the way of the right call and not giving up on a linebacker in Roquan Smith's case, who I felt had the talent to be an all-pro and potentially a Hall of Famer, and then going out and getting Tremaine Edmonds, and you were banking on a young player still at that time to fill those shoes. It just hasn't worked out well. So he has had his misses, but we need to give him credit. He has had his hits as well. And he had a great offseason, rebuilding the offensive line, going out and getting help on the defensive line with Jarrett and Adebango, and putting this team in position. You know, people ask me, well, how do you think the Bears are going to do this coming season? And I tell them, you know what? They're coming off a 5-12 year, but there were 5-6 games that could have gone the other way, that frankly, at least three of them should have gone the other way. And if they had won those games and finished up 8-9, boy, there could be a different narrative you and I are having right now, different discussion. And it's not about just Ryan Poles. It's about maybe Matt Eberflus still being head coach. Because at 8-9, I'm not sure Eberflus loses his job. Because now you're showing progress. But it didn't work out that way. And I think this team is in position now to play well this year.
Let's ask ourselves an obvious question, Lou. Are we blinded by the excitement of the return of the NFL?
And we're just so excited that they're returning for training camp in a week and a half. The Bears are the veterans on the 22nd, 23rd. And when they hit the field, I think we're all jacked. I told you that I had an 8.5-hour flight home from Spain, and I spent it all just getting ready for the Bears, doing all my prep.
You know, this sentence from the Adam Schefter quote tweet after he broke the news of Poles. Poles has overseen a full-scale rebuild in Chicago. That reads to me a little bit like, I've done it, or he's done it, right? They 3 years, and we had a caller use the example of the Cubs, right? Theo Epstein came here, buried the team. They lost 100-plus games, went on to win the World Series. He went through a full-scale rebuild, came out the other end, and were World Series champs. Ryan Poles hasn't come out of the out of anything. You know, no move that he has made this year has won him a football game. We haven't seen it as of yet. So a contract extension, especially if you already have 2 years remaining on your deal, sounds like you have been rewarded with something for success that you have had.
Do we really know
that Jonah Jackson is going to be great as a right guard? Like, do we know if Braxton Jones is going to be healthy? And if it's not him, then what's going to happen there? Like, Grady Jarrett is, I like him. I root for him. He's long in the tooth. He's old, right? Like, we can go around this roster and as many things we can feel good about. I do feel because of how close we are to the season, it's much more rosier than it would be a couple months from now.
Well, that's how we felt a year ago at this time, too, because we were all so excited that Caleb Williams was part of this roster.
Right.
And we expected so many great things. And I remember how Matt Eberflus would talk about how they have set up the rookie to succeed. And they didn't. Boy, the 68 quarterback sacks, that in itself screamed, no, you weren't. No, this organization wasn't. Is it in position now to win? Yeah, you just said it was because you gave this guy, the man, the architect of this roster, a new contract. So now it needs to go out and prove it. He has not been rewarded for what this team has done wins and loss-wise. He has been rewarded for the way he has set up this team going into the 25 season.
You know, our word count or name count over these last 2.5-plus hours, I think there's one name we should probably be saying more often, and I know that we will as we get a couple weeks closer, and that's the name Caleb Williams. The success of Ben Johnson in the Chicago Bears. Now, he may get another shot at it, but they're probably going to ride the next three years with Caleb Williams trying to figure out if he's the guy. Maybe two if it's ugly, but most likely I think it's three. I don't think Ryan Poles would survive if Caleb Williams wasn't the guy. But as we talk about who is deserving as of what, I do think the answer ultimately will be dependent on whether or not Caleb Williams is the guy.
I agree with you. I think that Caleb Williams needs to be a top 10 quarterback to get this team to the next level, and that's the postseason. But
see him just as a game manager able to get this thing done?
Well, when you spend the number one pick in the draft, it better not be on a game manager. Right. It better be on a generational quarterback.
Sure.
All right, that's how I feel.
Of course.
And we were told that he had that type of talent.
And I believe he does. I believe he does. Do you believe he does? Or do you still have some questions?
I still have questions.
About what particular in his game?
I want to see if he can process fast enough on this level. And can he process fast enough?
You mean 68 sacks gives you a little concern last year?
Yeah, a little bit. But I can't pin the blame on him I mean, because we know what kind of offensive line he had in front of him. We know what kind of offensive coordinator worked with him. We know that he went through three offensive coordinators last season and a head coach who was a defensive head coach. And he claimed that no one sat down with him to watch film. So no one was there to even help him get better if he was going to watch film to see what he was doing wrong.
Do you think he will look drastically different, or do you think that Ben Johnson is going to try to coach him up to be a pocket passer? I think Ben Johnson is going to help him find his way into this offense by using his legs early on, whether it's by way of bootlegs or RPOs or even just design runs. Because it was one area where I think Caleb, he really seemed to know where he was on the field to not get beat up. Sometimes he would choose to get hit or take a hit, but I felt like he had great awareness once he was out of the pocket. He had, at times, very poor pocket awareness, but when he got out, I feel like that was his strength, and I think that Ben is going to use that athleticism to help find his way into being the quarterback he wants him to be.
I felt like he played scared last year because the offensive line was so bad, he never felt comfortable being a pocket passer.
And then you see ghosts.
So he always had happy feet back there, and he was always ready to take off and run, and it not necessarily tuck it and run, but take off, run out of the pocket, find space, keep my eyes downfield, which he does so well.
Yep.
And if I can, still find that open receiver. If it's Komet in the middle of the field, or it was Allen on the sidelines, Allen or Adunze or DJ Moore, the opportunity was there, and he would take advantage of it. I agree with you. Ben Johnson is going to carve this offense around what he does best. And that's what I'm excited about.
Yep.
And he's going to be under center far more often than he was in the shotgun under Matt Eberflus.
Lou and I are just getting going, guys. Does this mean that we have to stop?
I think there's a game coming up.
I thought we were going to go to midnight.
Big series this weekend.
I guess we got to go.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Cubs-Yankees, Lou. How about this? The final series before the All-Star break. Lou, it's been a blast.
Thanks for having me.
Back to you. Yeah, no, thank
Judson.
No,
it's been terrific. I love talking
Judson,
Bears football.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Hopefully, any chance Pal will mention me tonight? I doubt it. Tanny, Alex, thank you guys for your patience in working with us.
Thanks, boys.
Coming up next, we got the Cubs. They're taking on the Yankees in New York. Zach Zegman will take over in a matter of minutes. This is The Score.
Hey, Chuck, before you go, you know, they got some great pool parties out there in Vegas. I just want to know if you're going to be hitting any of those pool parties.
No. On that note, I'll send it back to you.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.